Okay, today's daf is Gittin, daf Lamed Tes, and we are on Lamed Ches Amed Beis, deep into the sugyas of Avadim, Eved Kenani, and how one acquires and how one relinquishes their ownership of an Eved Kenani. So we had a machlokas yesterday, right before we finished, between Rabba Amarav and Rav Yosef Amarav. Two versions of what Rav said, whether a person could be, somebody is Makdish as Eved, he automatically goes free, or if he's Mafkir as Eved, he automatically goes free. Makdish is more of a Chiddush, because Makdish, you would think, could mean that I want to give the Dumin, the value of my Eved, to the Beis HaMikdash. But the first version of Rav says very uniquely that no, if somebody says Makdish Avdo, so then that could very well mean I want my Eved to be free, because Makdish from the Lashon of Am Kadosh, I want my Eved to be fully part of the Am Kadosh, even though, interestingly, the Eved Kenani is already Chayav and Mitzvahs, even before he's free, but he's not part of the Am Kadosh. Even though, and this is what Tosas points out by the Shem on tomorrow's daf and the Mefarshim, there could be differences, even though a woman and an Eved Kenani are both Chayav in basically the same number of Mitzvahs, basically, not perfectly, but basically in terms of the non-Zman Gramas, but there's a big difference. And the Nafka Mina might be that a woman can make a bracha, and it could be that an Eved cannot make a bracha, if she would want to. Why? Because a woman has full Kedushas Yisrael, and she has a Patur of Zman Grama for whatever reason. But an Eved, the fact that he is not chayav in mitzvos, reflects that he has less kedushas Yisrael, right? That's what we say every morning in the Berachas HaShachar, Shalosani Avich, Shalosani Isha. If it's the same status, that's all about status of chayav in mitzvos. If it's all about the same status, then it wouldn't be true. We wouldn't have to say the same thing. So first we say Shalosani Avich, a man, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making him obligated in a certain number of mitzvos, and then an Isha, because that's a much higher level. And then, the man doesn't have any more kedusha than a woman, but it's just that he is chayav in more mitzvahs. And then the woman says shasani kirtzona, because as we have touched on in the past, a woman is naturally more spiritual, naturally more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kirtzono, like his ultimate ratzon. She doesn't need as many mitzvahs as a man does. But that's a reflection of the levels of Kedusha. But back to our discussion, so Makdish Avdo, so that could mean he should become a full-fledged member of the Am Kadosh, and therefore Yatzal Acheres. That was a machlokas between Rav Yosef Amar Rav and Rabba Amar Rav. So now we left off with the Shaila. Ibailuhu, when they say this, that Mafker and Makdish, he goes free. Tzarech get Shichrur, Olo Tzarech. Do you see, need to get Shichrur to finish off, to complete his Shichrur? Meaning, there are two elements, as we mentioned yesterday, there are two elements of every Kinyan and Eved Kenani. There's a Kinyan Mamon, monetarily, he has to work for me, and I own his earnings, and there's a Kinyan Isser, which is the Kinyan in the status of the Eved Kenani. So, fine, Mafkir and Makdish gets rid of the Kinyan Mamon, but does that also get rid of the Kinyan Isser? Or do I need a Shtar Shichrur, a Shtar of Emancipation, in order to let him free? That's the Kasha. So, Tashma, the Amar Rav Chiya Bar Av and Amar Rav, we're all in Rav here, so one needs to get you. We're going to see this in Machlokas over the next couple of lines. Ultimately, this is going to be the maskana that he still needs to get shichur. Amaraba umosvina nashmaitzin. Baraba says, "I have a kasha from the following: Hamakdash nachasav v'hayu bohen avadim. Somebody is makdash all of his assets, and there are avadim amongst his assets. Ein hagizbarin rasha'in lotzian lecheres." The Gizbarin do not own the Eved in that they cannot be Motzi and L'Cheiris. They don't own him. Aval, Mochrin, Osam, L'Acheirim. They have certain rights in him. Once it was, right, an Eved doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf as part of the Beis HaMikdash, but they have certain rights, so they can't sell him to go free. Aval, Mochrin, Osam, L'Acheirim. They can sell him to other people. Those other people now own him totally. V'Acheir, Motzi, Osam, L'Cheiris. And the other people can be Motzi and L'Cheiris. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Rebbe says, Afu no Saint Dmei Atzma V'yotze. No, Rebbe says, he could pay his own way. Right? If an Eved is given to the Beis HaMikdash by an owner, so then he could pay his way to the, he could give money to the Beis HaMikdash and then buy his freedom. Mipnei Shehu Kemocher Lo. It's as if the Gizbar is selling to the Eved. So you see from there, that this is against the whole idea of Rav being Makdash Yatzal L'Cheiris. You see, if a Makdash Avdo, he is somehow connected to the Beis HaMikdash. He requires the Mechira. He requires being freed. So Gemara says, Masizuk Aramas Alei Rav. You're asking on to Rav from the Braisa. Rav Tanu Upalig. Rav is already on the border. He's considered a Tana, and therefore he is allowed or would argue. The two opinions that we've quoted in the past, whether an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana, or he wouldn't argue on a Tana, but either way, Rav can argue on a Tana, or would argue on a Tana, because he himself is considered a Tana. Rav Tana, who Upalik, he's on the border. Let's just do the next piece as well, and then we'll make a comment. Tashma, let's try again. Ach kol cheirem v'gomer, the pasuk at the end of Ayikra. We know there are different ways to be makdish something, an item to the Beis HaMikdash. The most common way is makdish, but there's another word that could be used, and that's machrim. Machrim, the pasuk talks about different types of charamim. Some charamim go to the Beis HaMikdash, some charamim go to the kohanim. So here, akol cherim, that's a way of giving something to the Beis HaMikdash. The gomer may adam. You could make a cherim from an adam. What is that including? Elu avadav v'shiv chosaf hakananim. So you see, the pasuk, the drasha includes even avadim. I thought we said makdish, it goes free. He goes free. Hachamayaskinan to amr l'dmei. The case that Torah is referring to there is where I say specifically that I want to give the value of my evet to the Beis HaMikdash. So ihachi idok nami damr l'dmei. So why don't we give that suggestion for the first brisa? Why do we have to come and say raftanu polig? The first one too. We could have said, you know why that works? Because that's talking about what you said l'dmei. So Gemara says, no, two problems. E hachi, if you think that's the pshat of the first brisa, ein ha gizbar and rashan lo tzion lecherus. Gizbar, my vidatayu. If it really just meant l'dmei, then obviously he's not hukdash that we would have a havamina that he'd be able to be freed. He's an eved, and the master just says, I want to give the damim to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the havamina that the gizbarim could do something? Visu, and also the next line. Avo mochrin osam v'acherim, v'acherim otzin osam l'cherus, acherim ayved etayu, who's letting anybody free? You just gave the damim. Visu, and also the next line. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani, afan hu nosein demei atzmo, v'yotzei v'bneishu kamochrolo. Rebbe Shita, that he can be freed, v'ila demei, my v'bneishu kamochrolo. What do you mean? It's as if you're selling. The original master never had any intention of the sort to try to make him free. So it's clear that the first brisa is not talking about a case where he just gave the damim to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Gemara does not suggest that, and the Gemara says Rav Tana Upalik. Only in the second brisa can we have that suggestion. Mentioned twice here, and mentioned once more on today's daf, is something that we mention every couple of months, so it's that time, and that is Omer Ani. Omer Ani, Rebbe is the only one in Shas that has that phrase with him. Omer Ani, I say. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar on page 93, in the Klal of Omer Ani, he says this is a Lashon that we would have to today of La'aniyas Daiti. In my humble opinion, it's a Lashon of Anava. Right? What does it say at the end of Sota? Mishameis Rebbe Ba'la Anava. Rebbe is the Anav. Keno Yadarko Shal Rebbe Lomar Dvarav B'Lashon Omer Ani. And he quotes every place in Shas, obviously pre-computers, Ayin Kiddushin, Ayin Gittin, with the second one. Kedigin lamet chesma beis, Rebbe Omer Omer ani afi nosi de meatzmo v'yotzei v'sham lamet chesma beis. As we said, so it's twice and within the same daf. So today we have to talk about it, where Rebbe says it also later, and he's going to say it on daf nun beis, and he quotes it many other places. Hine suggests the beis haotzer havanas inyan alashon Omer ani sheyishagar alashono niret dehu derech anava. As we just said, via kavana. What does it mean, Omer ani? I'm not really saying it. It's not really me. Sorry, it's the koach that Hashem put into me. That's the Omer Ani. Va'kavana she'inenu Omer es hadin v'hadavar derech hechlet. I'm saying this for sure. Rak Omer oso b'yichus el atzmo shalo nirekach. U'kiderech sh'regilim hayom lechto melitzas nir l'aniyas daiti. Keinu gamke me'ein in yezeb haloshon Omer Ani. That's what he says. V'hine. And then he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov on a deeper level. L'fiyah mavur b'sifri talmidei habesht, zal. Ki derech anshei hamayla hagedolim lehisbonein al kol diburehem uma'aseihem. They think about everything that they accomplish. The great tzaddikim. She'ein heim hamedabrim. It's not really me talking. V'ya'osim b'koach atzmam rakoach eloki asher bohem. U'b'chol ha'nevrayim. If somebody's given the koach, let's say, of nevuah, and they give over a nevuah, there's no havamina that they're going to think that they're saying this themselves. Hashem is giving them a nevuah for them to say over. That's what nevuah is, from the lashon of nivsvasayim. So the same thing, say the Talmidei Havesh, the same thing with Torah. If somebody has the koach to give off Torah, to share Torah with someone, so it's not them. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the koach to be able to share that Torah with Klal Yisrael. Rav Yehuda Chazit, even in one place, compares a Navi Shekovesh Nevuaso to someone who has Torah, who has the opportunity to share it with somebody who chooses not to. Kovesh Nevuaso, right? Unbelievable. It says the Rav Yosef Engel, U'b'chol ha'nevroim, ketam v'atam ha'chayez kulam, hu ha'oseh chayel ha'dibur, v'chol ha'masim, ketam Hashem svasai tiftach. Hashem's opening my lips. U'kenoda, hinei yitachin gamkein kazeh havanas lashon omer ani. So maybe that's what he's saying. Hainu, tihiktim el diburo, shalohu b'chachmaso b'tvunaso, hu ha'omer, v'hamasig shadin hu kach v'kach. It's not me. It's the koach eloki in me, the shechina hamedaber b'toch groni, hamachayez kol ha'nevraim. That's called the ani. That's called the ani. I don't know if it relates to the other elements of the ego and the other things. It's not connected, but it's the ani in me that is saying it. Ulufi dvarenu, and he quotes, maybe that's Hillel, imani kan hakol kan, the lashon in sukkah that bothers some. How can he say that? No, if the ani in me is here, then hakol kan. And then he just adds one other unbelievable element. Vihine, we know that Rebbe was known for, among other things, but he was known for, obviously, the Ksivas HaMishnah. And it was a big controversy. Should he write down the Mishnah? Should he not write down the Mishnah? There's one place in all of Tanakh that the phrase Omer Ani appears. One place, and that is in Tehillim Perak Memhei. Rachash Libi Davar Tov. There was something in my heart. I thought of something good. Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech. I say, my actions are for the king. Lishoni, my tongue, eight sofer mahir, is a great scribe. What's going on there? He said it's a remez to Rebbe. Rebbe to Rebbe, right? Descendant of Rebbe of David HaMelech. Goes all the way back. So David HaMelech is talking here. No das ever tehillim nechta beruch ha-kodesh v'chulu. Look at the hakdam of the Ebn Ezra to Tehillim. V'yakarcha yeshlomar mikra zeh romez al Rebbe v'chibra ha-mishnah. What does he say? I felt something in my heart, and what did I do? My tongue, I put down, I inscribed it. Meaning Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav. And what lashon is used in the pasuk? Omer Ani. Right, that's a lashon to Rebbe. Haynu mashet tzorach lehei amir b'lashon dvarim Shebal Peh. And he wrote to the sakein, she nechtav, be'et sefer bahir. And then, by the way, he says, libi davar tov, sof tevios, Rebbe. Right, libi davar tov, this reish beiz yud. And then he also says, tevas lashoni, gematria Yehuda Hanasi. Keeps going. Right, Hare Ramuz Hashem Rebbe, Shekinu Chachamim, Vegam Shmo Ha'atzmi, Yehuda Hanasi, Vechulu, Vechulu. So that's, he has a couple more pages here. That's just the beginning, which gets us into an exciting start for today's daf. Okay, here we go. Second to last line, Tashma. Back to the main issue here, about the 2 days in Rav. Somebody is Makdash or Mafka, they're Eved, they go free, do they need to get Shechur or not? That we didn't really answer yet. We said a shita, but we didn't prove it. Tashma, second to last line, Amakdish Avdo, Oseva Ochel, Shol Hikdish Aladamov. If somebody is Makdish their Eved, so then the Eved is still allowed to work and enjoy his own earnings, his Maisi Adayim, because we could assume that the Hekdish was only regarding the value of the Eved. Kasha and Rav, right? Because Rav says if somebody's Makdish their Eved, Yotze Lecherus, because it's La'am Kadosh Kamar, how could this Brisa say Ladamov? Answer, Hamani Rebbe Meir he. This Brisa is Rebbe Meir's opinion. To Amar, Rebbe Meir says elsewhere, Ein Adam Motzi Dvar of Lo'atala. A person doesn't say something for nothing. And therefore, if a person says something, it must be that he means as close to the his words that could have some substance. If what he means literally has no meaning, so we have to try to figure out what he means, right? Where's the context of this? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Arich in Daf Hey, where if somebody is Ma'arich, a child less than a month old. We know, in Parshas Bechukosai, every person has an Erech based on age and gender, but less than a month is not. Less than a month is Lav Bar Kayama. So if somebody is Mach, there's somebody is Ma'arich, less than a month old. So what's the halacha? Rameir says, there's no Erech, but there's Damim. Now the difference between the erech of the fixed values, damim is the value of whatever he can be sold as. So, says the Rebbe Meir, you give the damim, even though he didn't say it, ein adam yotzei dvarav, motzi dvarav l'matala, and therefore you assume that that is what he means. That's the Rebbe Shita. That's Rebbe Meir Shita. That's what it must mean here. Here too, when a person is makdish, he can't be makdish as eved, there's no kedushas aguf, and therefore we say, it means damim. Says the Gemara, we'll get back to that equation, but first we say, Hachanami Mistavar, it also is Mistavar, that brisa is Rebbe Meir Shita. Tiktani Sefer, because look at the next line of that brisa. The brisa says, right, the first line of the brisa is, if somebody's makdish, they're eved, he's allowed to continue eating and enjoying, because he won't only makdish damim. Then the next line says, V'cheinu shehikdish atzmo. What if somebody's makdish themselves? I hereby am kadosh. What does that mean? So says the Gemara, Osev Ochel. Also, he just keeps on eating and keeps on enjoying his own maisi adayim shel hikdash shel adamav. All what he meant to say by that line is to give his value to the Beis HaMikdash. That's how we reinterpret. So says the Gemara, Iyamar Bishlam Rabbi Meir he, if that price is Rabbi Meir's opinion shopper. So we understand, we reinterpreted the Breisha, we can reinterpret the Seifa the same way, whether it's about your Eved or about you. Ela Iyamar Rabbanan he, but if it's the Shita of the Rabbanan, who say that it's not an issue of reinterpreting, it's an issue of trying to, right, we do not reinterpret what he says. So bishlama avdo l'demekoi. So find eved, there's some other way to understand. Meaning what? Rashi. Bishlama, right across from where we are. Bishlama be eved ikalameimar stame l'damim kai. An eved is ome l'damim. And therefore, v'achi kamar, what does his words mean? Harehu kadosh limacher. This is what he said. Right, Rebbe Meir says you could reinterpret his words. He didn't mean what he said. This is what he means. The Rabbanan don't say that. Ademozi d'varav levatala. But here, the only way we could say his words are meaningful, if we could interpret, not reinterpret, interpret his words in a certain way. So we can interpret his words of, the Evet should be kadosh limacher, because there's damim there. Ella, back to the Gemara, Ella iu l'dame kai. But is ben chorin omeid l'damim, that it would be so easy to interpret his words that way? Rashi has a line. The chiyesh damim leben chorin, uma mechira yesh bo. That's not a common way of talking. And therefore, the brisa would be difficult to understand according to the Rabbanan, and that's why the brisa must be the shita of Rebbe Meir. The Rambam, by the way, paskins, the Rambam in Hilchis Arachin, this is pointed out by the Mishnah Lamelech, the Rambam in Hilchis Arachin paskins like this Gemara, by the case of somebody's makdish themselves. Says the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Chaf, HaMakdash is Atzmo. Right? We never talked about this halacha. Right? If somebody gives themselves to the Beis HaMikdash, so what does that mean? Right? So is that like Shmuel Anavi? Shmuel Anavi, is that like a Bechor? That's Pidyon HaBen is not like, right? If somebody is the Bechor Kadosh, and now we redeem him, and he would be Kadosh Lashem. So there is one Shita that seems to say something like that is Mamish Kushas Aguf, until we are Poded the Bechor. But we don't assume that way. We assume it's an obligation owed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going back to Makas Bechoros. But, says the Rambam, if somebody is Makdish themselves, oh, I'm sorry, I finished, by Shmuel Hanavi, that might have been different. Because Chana was Makdish him. Not mamish makdish, but to work in the Beis HaMikdash. It was to work there. But somebody's makdish themselves, lo hikdash el adama, varu yuchayeh b'dmei atzmo. The Mishnah Lamelech says, isn't that like Rabbi Meir? The Rabban passes like the Rabbanan. The answer is, lo maskana, the Rabbanan would agree to this shita. What else would the Rabbanan agree? You have to work out exactly, but that's the Mishnah Lamelech just leaves it as a question. But you'd have to say, according to the Rambam, he thinks that the Rabbanan would agree with this, ultimately, halacha lemaisa. The Ramban also points out, is there really a similarity between the case that Rabbi Meir talks about in our case? What's Rabbi Meir's case? Somebody wants to be marich a 10-day-old baby. So it's impossible. There's no way to understand that literally. So maybe that's where Rabbi Meir says, eino demoti dvar levatola, because what he said is totally meaningless. What he said, there's no way to interpret. But says the Ramban, but in our case, there's another way to interpret it. There's another way to interpret it, not damim. He says makdish. So maybe he means, I'm kadosh. So how can we compare the two? The Afalgav says the Ramban. Delo dami l'marech pachos b'ben chodesh. Dahasam anda yodeya. Shein erech l'fachos b'ben chodesh. V'gamar v'amar l'shem damim. Obviously that's what he means. Aval hacha efshar lomar sheyehe am kadosh ka'amar ve'eni mosi devar levatala. So how can the Gemara compare the two? Ella mishum, says the Ramban, it must mean the Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir holds the ain adam omer lashon hektish ella imke nene bo hektish. We assume that a person wouldn't use the lashon kadosh to mean free. Kadosh means something related to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's weighted on that side. V'kan, kivan, shahayalo lomra, b'lashon shichrur, v'amra, b'lashon hektish, hektish chalalav la'olam. That's why the Gemara assumes it's like the possibility of la'am kadosh is so far-fetched. According to the pashas of the Gemara, yes! That's what we said before, but it's very far-fetched in the simple interpretation, and therefore we would not take that so much as a possibility. Okay, lema kitanoi. Says the Gemara, maybe this issue is a machlokas tanam. Which issue? Whenever Lema Katanoi is going back on something that we're not sure about, Rashi is our greatest Rebbe. Rashi always, throughout Shas, always clarifies, what's the Lema Katanoi? See here too, Lema Katanoi, makdish avdo kadosh olo kadosh. Right, somebody's makdish their evet. Is he free, like Rav said before, or is he not free, like some of these brises gave off the impression? So Lema Katanoi, hamakdish avdo, ein mal in bo. Somebody's makdish their eved, they cannot violate me'ila with that eved, the isur daraisa, benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, that seems to be a siman that it's not kadosh. Ein mo'al in bo, because the eved's not hektish. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer mo'al in besairo. Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, there is me'ila by the hair of the eved. Why dafka the hair? So we'll have to talk about that. But my lav, says the Gemara, option one, my lav akamiflagi. What's this machlokas about? Whether if somebody's makdash their evid, they can violate me'ila with the hair. Demar savar kadosh, demar savar lo kadosh. Isn't me'ila just a reflection of kadusha saguf? Isn't that the machlokas here, whether the evid is kadosh or not? Says the Gemara, vitizbara, is that really logical? Hai ma'alin bo ve'ein ma'alin bo, hai kadosh ve'eino kadosh mi bo'ile. If the issue is whether the evet is kadosh, so why do you say step two? Me'ila, say step one. Are they kadosh or not? Me'mela, then, there'd be a question about me'ila. But why wouldn't the brisa be clarified? So Gemara says that can't be what the machlokas is about. So it must be about something else. So Ella, we try again. Tukuli ama kadosh. Everybody would agree against that original pshat of Rav that somebody's makdash their evet, the evet is kadosh. What's the machlokas about? Demar savar avda kimakar koidami. One opinion holds the eved has the status of karko. We know from elsewhere. Eved hukash le karkos. We know that. So an eved is like karko. Just like there's no mi'ila b'karkos, ein mi'ila b'karkos, so too, there is no mi'ila when it comes to an eved. Right? Rashi says, what's the source for ein mi'ila b'karkos? Rashi quotes the Gamrinan mi'ila chet chet mi truma. You learn it out, gzera shava from truma. Just like truma only applies to something that is detached, so too, mi'ila is only by something that is detached. So mar savar, back to the Gemara, an eved is like karka, umar savar, kimital tali dami. And others say no, an eved is considered a movable item, kimital tali dami, and therefore, it is subject to mi'ila. By the way, this has to do with Rabbi Kiva Eger that we mentioned yesterday, the Gilyan Ashas, Lama Chesam and Aleph, where he asked, if an Eved is stolen, how is it possible that somebody could be Makdish Mishachrer, an Eved? Zelfi Shein Shalov, Zelfi Shein Bershuso. And Rabbi Kiva Eger said, it's not like Eved Hukash Lekarkos. Because that's, and therefore, Karka ain't an Exeles, and Eved ain't an Exeles. Because this is movable. So in the sugya of Eved Hukash Lekarkos, one always has to ask, there are certain halachos that are dependent on the physical character of an Eved Hukash Lekarkos, and then an Eved is not Mechubar. An Eved is Hukash Lekarkos. So which halacha is Tali on Mechubar? Which halacha is Tali on Karka? We've quoted in the past from Moshe Soloveitchik that it makes this distinction to answer up a couple of contradictions of the Rambam. For Hilchas Shechita, when is something called Tali Shel Basof Chibro? When is an Eved considered Mechubar, when Karka? So there might be a difference even in the language that Chazal use. Hukish Lekarkos. It never said that an Eved is Mechubar, attached. Right, so that's an important distinction to remember that Bekiva Eger from yesterday highlights. And our Gemara here, Eved Kimakarko, Olav Kimakarki Yidami. Which also you might say, what, the other opinion, Kibitalti Yidami says an Eved is not Hukish Lekarkos. No, that opinion might hold that Eved is Hukash Lekarkos, but in this regard, he's not. Why? Because maybe here it's a din of Mechubar, not of Karka. And therefore, you wouldn't compare it to Karka in this context. Either way, that's option number two. That's the machlokas tanon. Says the Gemara, ihachi, if it's true that the machlokas is about Eved Hukas the Kakos or not, ademifligi besaro, lifligi begufo. We still haven't explained why the focus is the hair. Right? We should say that the machlokas should be about the guf of the Eved itself. Why the focus on the hair? So Ella, third option. Tekulei alma avdeke makarkoi dummy. Everybody agrees Eved is like karka. Aye, what about here? Vahacha, besaro, homi ligzos kamifligi. The machlokas is about, if somebody needs a haircut, sarah omei ligzos, is it considered as if the hair is already detached, sheared off or not? Mar sovra kagazas dummy. Meaning an eved is not subject to me'ila, is not kadosh, because it's hukas lakakos. But what about his hair? Is his hair considered him or it's considered detached? So mar sovra kagazas dummy, mar sovra lav kagazas dummy. One opinion holds kagazas, it is considered sheared off, and one is considered, and therefore there is me'ila, and one says lav kagazas dummy, and therefore is not subject to me'ila. Again, we ask, there are different areas of halacha. If somebody walks out in a place without an eruv, when he needs a haircut, nobody's going to say that he's chayiv for hotza'ah. Nobody's going to say that, right? Even if you say l'man d'amrei kagazas dummy. But here, for halachic reasons, for kinyanim, for certain chaluyos, for certain statuses that are required, that's where this machlokas is. There is a fascinating machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi, we don't have the Rashi. Right, as Rashi quoted by Rabbeinu Tam and quoted by the Meiri, is a day of Rashi. What does it mean here? What Me'ila are we talking about? Kagazas dummy or not? When are you benefiting from the hair? So Rashi gives the more simple interpretation. Well, how do you benefit from Eved's hair? Well, it's still attached to the Eved? That gives you benefit? No. Says Rashi, it must be that when you were makdish the Eved, the hair was attached to the Eved. And then you give the Eved a haircut, and you fashion some type of kli with the hair. That's the simpler understanding of the Gemara, based on just some, what kind of benefit do you get from the hair? But what's the chiddush then? You're using the hair when it's detached. And the machlokas is about what it was b'shas hakdasha. Unbelievable. That's Rashi Shita. It makes more sense in terms of Lamaisa using it, but it's a big chiddush. The Ramban doesn't like the Ramban, right? This is a great example of, you know, going against the grain because of the halachic conceptual problem. The Ramban says that can't be. If you're getting benefit from it when it's detached, that's considered talush. Of course there's me'ila there. So what that it was attached b'shas hakdasha? If right now it's gazuz, of course it's gazuz and it's subject to me'ila. Says the Ramban, Pirush, right here. V'nenebo ba'ochu mechubar barosho v'lo gzazo. You know what the case is? You're benefiting from it while it's still attached to the Eved. So the Arsameach just quotes the Ramban and says, I have no idea what kind of benefit you could get from hair that somebody else, what? Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, you want to carry some oil somewhere and you don't have a kli. So you pour oil in the guy's hair and then you help your cat? Oh, maybe. But it's very dachluk, says the Arsameach. But that's the Ramban says that because he can't fathom the other pshat. He quotes it and he argues, Vahamifarish, he who interprets, and again, we don't have this in Rashi, Sefer HaYashar, Rabbeinu Tam quotes it, Vahamifarish, Ubishet Tolshon, Vahasam Imenu Nafa Vikvara, Lo Amar Klum. I don't agree with that pshat. The Im Kain, because if it's detached, Havile Tolush Umoalinbo, V'af Alpishu Mechubar Bishas Hekdish, Ein Hochenacher Hanehene. Unbelievable. That's the Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, or B'Shem Rashi and the Ramban. How exactly do you understand this Gemara? And then he quotes, V'chein b'gidule ilon. The same thing you would have by a tree, that things grow. L'manda amar yesh mi'ila b'gidulin, b'gidulin haboyim la'achar mikan. Avo b'shayim mechubarim ma'alin bahem. Right, it's afterwards. Anyway, that is the interesting Machlokas between the two understandings. What hana'a are you getting here from the hair? Weiter. Lemahani tanoi kani tanoi. So if this machlokas is about kagazas dummy, maybe this is the same machlokas coming up. It's not. Right? What is that issue? Future destiny impacts present status. That's all the sugyas of kir. Kagazas dummy, kala omei lisrof kasarif dummy, kala omei ligvos kagavi dummy, kala omei libasar kabasar dummy. All of them. There are differences between them, but all of those are about future destiny impacting present status. So here we have, the Gemara tries to compare. So maybe this is the same machlokas as follows. It's not. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Omer Yisroim Shem Kakarka Veinon Kakarka. Rabbi Meir says, regarding the halacha of a shvua, you do not take a shvua, let's say you remotive a mixas, about a karka, there's no shvua. There's no shvua on karka. So, the Rabbi Meir says, there are some things that are like karka, but they're not really like karka. We don't treat them like karka. Ve'ein chacham imodim lo, the chacham do not admit. Kate said, what's the case? Eser kefanim tuhunos masarati lacha. A man says, Reuven says to Shimon, I gave you 10 vines laden with grapes. Vahalo omer, ein alachamish, you only gave me 5. Modim amixas. Do you take a shvu on the other 5? Rabbi Meir machayev, Rabbi Meir says yes, because those grapes are considered not attached. It's like karka, no shvua. The machlokas is grapes that are ready to be detached. Rabbi Meir Savar kibitzuras damiyim. Rabbanan Savri lav kibitzuras damiyim. So isn't this the same machlokas? Hair to an eved, grapes to a vine. Kol ha'omed libatzer or ligazis kigazis dami. Isn't that the same machlokas? Says the Gemara, Afilu Tei Rabbi Meir. No, not true. Maybe both shitas could be within Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who says by the grapes it's considered detached, he could hold like either opinion in the other context. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Meir hasam. Why does Rabbi Meir say there by the grapes elabanavim the kama the kaimin michash chush kechiche? Because the longer the grapes are on the vine, they'll get worse, and that's why they're called detached. Aval hacha kama tekoyash buchi mishabech. Right, the longer it is, the better it is. Hair just gets more beautiful the longer it is. Right? Remember the Nazir Badarom that we had that had the long hair and he was sad. I'm gonna shave it off. So the longer it is, the better, and therefore he could hold like the other opinion as well. Interesting, you see from here that the whole sugya of Omeid Lih is not just a physical one. Right, both by the hair and by the grapes, they're going to be cut soon. They're ready to be cut. But there's something more substantive. If it still enjoys the source of where it's coming from, so then you do not say that the future destiny impacts. Only if it's not considered connected anymore do we say that. Also, just another example. Hilchos Shabbos. What, just because something is only libatzer, if I rip it off a tree, I'm not going to be chayev on Shabbos? I'm going to be chayev for kotzer. Right, or if I have long hair, if I cut my hair, gozei, I'm not going to be gozeis. So every area of halacha has different standards and different requirements. There is a ritva here also, we're not going to read it inside, that talks about different levels of grapes. If it's grapes that are totally, totally overripe, fallen off the tree, then everybody would agree they are considered kibitzurin damyan. If they're totally not ripe yet, they're for sure considered kimechubar. The machlokas here is about the middle area. They're basically done, but they're not fully. Okay. Kisalig, right in the middle. Kisalig, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. Now getting back to the original discussion we started off with today. Kisalig, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. Amr lahay shmaitza de Rav kami de Rabbi Yochanan. He said the statement of Rav in front of Rabbi Yochanan. What statement? Somebody's makdash their eved, he goes free. Amr lahay, so Rabbi Yochanan responds, Amr Rav hachi? Did Rav really say that? Says the Gemara, V'hu lo amar achi, what Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way? V'yomar u lo amar Rabbi Yochanan, a mafkir avdo yatzal lecheres, v'zorak et shichur. Rabbi Yochanan agrees, going on the mafkir line. So the Gemara says, hachi ka amar lei, this is what Rabbi Yochanan was incredulous about. Amar Rav kavasi? Wow, I didn't know Rav holds like me, that's amazing. Not that he says, I can't believe Rav said that. I'm so excited that Rav holds like me. That was one version of the conversation. V'ika da amre, or lo simua kamei. No, he didn't. When the Rav Shita was quoted in front of him, the line was not finished. He just said, Yatzal Lecheiros. Amar Lei, V'lo Amar Rav Tzorak Et Shichur. Did Rav not say the next line? That he goes free, but you need to get Shichur? Well, that was our Ibaya before. Rabbi Yochanan is going L'Shitaso. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hamaf Grav, Yatzal Lecheiros. Vitzarech, Get Shichur. That is what we paskin. Somebody's maska the Rebbe, he goes free lagabi the dini mamanis, but in order to marry a Bas Yisrael, he needs to get shichur. The Rashba points out here, why do we paskin like this? Because machlokas Rav and Shmuel before he said did not hold this, halacha karav bedini, I'm sorry, and halacha karav b'isurei, halacha Shmuel bedini, so he passed like Rav, and also Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So tzorak get shichur. Right, so that is the double usage of the rules. Rav and Shmuel, we passing like Rav. And regarding Isurim and Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Gufa, Omer Ula, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Hamafkir avdo yatzal cheres v'zorah get shichur, as we just said, esvir rab abalu ula, is that really true? Ger shemes. Ger that dies, meaning no relatives, halachically. Ger shemes u bizbizu yizro nechasav, and then all of his property were taken by his fellow Jews. V'hayu bohen avadim. What if a ger died and he had avadim? What happens to them? Bing dolim, bing tanim, kanu atzman b'nei chorin. Tanakama says they're all free. Because right when the Eved dies, so they're free. Abishalomer gedolim kanu atzman, b'nei chorin, ketanim, b'nei chorin, the older ones are free, ketanim kolamachzik ben zacha bahem. But the ketanim are not free. Kolamachzik bahem, zacha bahem. Whoever is machzik in them is zoche in them. Why? V'chimi kasav get shichur le'elu. Says Abishol, I'm sorry, that's the Gemara afterwards. Let's just finish the Machlokas, then we're going to ask. So Abishol says, only the Gedolim, not the Ketanim. Because the Ketanim ain't lohem yad. The Ketanim, a Katan, can't be Zochen anything on a Daraisa level. And therefore, they're still in limbo, so to speak. They're still considered an Eved, and therefore, somewhat, at least the status, but they're not owned by anybody, so then anybody else could come and take them. So ask the Gemara, how do the Gedolim go free? According to everybody. And the Ketanim, in the Reisha. When somebody dies, that's just like Hefker, isn't it? Asked the Gemara. V'chi mi kasav get shichur le'elu. We just said if somebody's mafkir their Eved, they still require a get shichur. So here, when the ger dies, isn't that just like being mafkir, but there's still no get shichur? Answer, Amar. Ula answers, Dami haimi d'rabana, and Rabbi Abba seems like, k'dlo garmi in shishmaitza. Come on, you didn't learn anything. Right, I mean, this is an obvious point. But time am I, why, what's the answer? The answer is going to be, death is not like Hefker. Death is more. Amar of Nachmik, Asavar Ula, Avdo Deger, Ki Ishto. Ma Ishto Mishtalcha Below Get. When a man dies, his wife doesn't need a get, right? She's an Amana, she can get remarried. Av Avadim Mishtalcha Below Get. So too, Avadim can be sent out. When the master dies, then the Eved does not need to start Shechur. Ihach Yafili Yisrael Nami. Right, so what about a Yisrael too? Right, a Yisrael that dies, why don't we say that the Eved goes free and it doesn't go to the Yarshim? Right, Eved Nami, Yisrael Nami. So Amar Kura, no, there's a special Pasuk. So the Pasuk says that the Eved goes down to the Yarshim. What happens if somebody is mafkir their Eved and then dies? You should also say it goes to the Yarshim. Alama Amar Amemar, Hamafkir Avdu V'meis, Oso Eved, Ein Lo Takana. He's stuck. Because he doesn't go to the Yarshim because it was Hufkar, but he can't go free. So, Damei Markasha, that's a problem. So that last one is a problem, why that should be. Right, why don't we say that death takes care of everything. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Gemara assumes in a number of places, like here, and the Gemara even says a beferish elsewhere, Gershin is Gair Kagan Shinola Dami. A Ger that is Nisgayer, does not have any relatives halachically. He's like a born child. What is not clear in Shas is what the source for that principle is. The Chasam Sofer and Avodah Zarah wonders what's the source for that principle. The Meshech Chachma's suggestion is the Pasuk of Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem. After Har Sinai, Moshe tells everybody, okay, go back to your tents, Ein Oel El Ishto. They can all go back to their wives. 1 minute, go back to their wives. Not all of them were married to people who are allowed. Some of them were married to Arias. Right? I mean, there's another Chazal, Bochel Mishpachosav, all the new laws that they have. But Moshe now says, you could all go back. What do you mean you could all go back? Moshe's own parents was an Usher relationship. What's the answer? The answer is that Gershon is Karkon, Shinola Dami. Right? When they all became Gerim at Har Sinai, so many halachos of Gerus are learned out from Har Sinai. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah parallels the Gerus of Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai to a regular Ger, and therefore that's the source according to the Meshech Chachma. Asks Tosfos here. Tosfos, Dir Masal Ketanim. Right, what is Rebbe, what does Abishol say? That the Katan, the Ger dies, the Ketanim cannot be Zocha in themselves because they don't have a Yad, but what about, and that's why other people could take them. As Tosfos, so why in Meseches Sukkah does the Gemara say that you should not give your lulav to your child on the first day of Yontif? Because then it's going to be theirs, and they're not going to be able to give it back to you. What do you mean? I thought there's no zechiah for a katan. Right? So what are we nervous about? Says Tosfos. Tosfos says this all over Shas. This is Bali Tosfos Ashita. Last line. Usually the Tosfos about this are very large, but this one is not. The last line of Tosfos Di Ramaslo Ktanim. V'yesh Lomar De Das Acheres Makne Osan Shiny. Says Tosfos, a katan can't pick something up themselves. If a katan finds something, midaraisa, they can't be zoche, because there's nothing pushing it into their rishus. But if I'm selling it, if I'm giving it to a katan, das acher is makne, is kone, pashas midaraisa, according to Tosfos. That's Tosfos Ashita, das acher is makne. The Gemara says in one place, das acher is makne, in Bamitzia, but it's not in this context. Bali Tosfos used das acher is makne to teach me that a katan can be zoche on a doraisa level. Not all achronim understand the chilik, but that is Tosfos. If you look at the Rambam has a different idea. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, very unique Rambam. The Rambam says Yirali Perachav Tes Halacha Yud Aleph. Yirali always means this is not based on earlier sources. This is my own conviction. The Rambam says Shekatan Shekana Karka Vinasan Damim. Let's say a katan buys karka, pays for it. The hechzik, and he does a kinyach hazaka, ta'amod biyado, it's his. Af al pi shein mem karo bekarka klum, even though a katan can't really own anything. Listen to this svara. Shehakatan k'mi she'eino lefaneinuhu. A child is as if he's not in front of us, because he's not a halachic being in terms of kinyanim. V'zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav. Unbelievable. You know why a katan is allowed to buy something? Because if he's not there, the one giving it to him is zoche on his behalf. Ask the Avne Miluim. Ask the Ksos and the Avne Miluim. Simen Chavtes. What? How does that work? Usually what's zachin la'adam? I give it to you on behalf of so-and-so. You know what the chiddush here is? I can basically take it for myself for you. This is the only time you have such a thing. Says the Avne Miluim. I'm sorry, not the Avne Miluim. This is, we'll get to the Avne Miluim by the Shem in a couple of minutes. The Ksos. The Ksos in Reish Lamed Hei. His other sefer. Right, we know the Ksos is on Choshe Mishpah, the Avne Miluim is on Eben Ezer. Says the Ksos. He quotes this Rambam and says, the Rambam does not sound like Tosfos. The reason a katan is konen is not because das acher is makne. It's because of this unique principle of zachal adam shelo b'fanav. And says the Ksos, the af agav de ba'alma lo matzi nosein gufei lezakos lemekabel, el etzorach mekabel ba'atzmo lezakos o al yedei acher. Usually you can't do zachal adam with only you. Hacha, shekatan ba'atzmo zoche, el she'ein lo das, but the Ksos contrasts Reish Lamed Hei. The Ksos contrasts Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos's focus is that the other person is pushing it into the Katan's Rishus. The Rambam says, no, it's based on the principle of Zachin, which then you have the problem of there's no Shlichus for a Katan. If Zachi is mitam Shlichus, how does it work? But that is a big discussion. There's a lot more here, but we have to continue. We have to continue. Says the Gemara. Look in the note of Yehuda. Talks about das acher es makne. Why can't a katan get married? We'll have to come back to that. Bezos Hashem. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi. Amar Rav Yishev ben Levi. Halacha k'abashol. We pass on like abashol. What's abashol? Remember, when the ger dies, his young avadim are not zochin themselves. All right, that's Rav Yishev. Amar Rav Zera. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi. The Feirish Shami Lacha or Michala Shami Lacha. Did you hear that explicitly, that the halacha is like him, or was it implied from something? So, my klala, why, how would it have been implied from the following psak? Dom Rebbe Shimon ben Levi, Amru Lifnei Rebbe. It was said in front of Rebbe. Amru Lifnei Rebbe. Amru Lifnei Rebbe Amar. Nisya Ashti Miploni Avdi. If somebody uses this lashon, Nisya Ashti, I have Yeush from my Eved. Mahu, what is the halacha? What is the halacha in that case? They asked Rebbe. Amar Lahem, I read it wrong. Amar Lefnei Rebbe, Amar, Nisyashi Yiploni Avdi Mahu, if they said in front of Rebbe, somebody is Misyash on their Eved, they give up on their Eved, they're Mesalik themselves, Mahu, Amar Lahem, Rebbe answered, Amar Ani, there it is, En Lotakana El Bishtar. No, this doesn't work. Right? Yeyush on an Eved is not enough, you need Ashar Shichwer. It's not enough. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time at the Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan said, what is the reason for Rebbe? Why doesn't Shtar Shichra work? There's a lot on that Lashon of Nisya Ashti, but we're going to first finish the flow. My time at the Rebbe, Gomer, Lola Meisha. He learns it from a get. Ma Isha. You can't be Misyayish on a wife. Right? I have Yeish on the wife. That's a divorce? No. Ma isha b'shtar, af evan nami b'shtar. Just like isha requires a shtar, so too an evan requires a shtar. That was the psak. And now, the Gemara says, the katayakta mina, and you also made the following diyuk. That comparison must only be talking about gedolim. Gedolim. Ki isha, ma isha, isura v'lomamona, just like a woman. What's the emphasis? What's the root of a marriage? It's all about isser, the status, not mamon. All the required, their obligations are takanas drabanan. What he has to give her, what she has to give him, but the root of isha is isser. My isha isser v'lo mamona, av evanami isser v'lo mamona. So too, the evan that we are comparing to an isha is an evan who is a gadol, who the focus is isser and not mamon. But by a katan, Rashi here explains, a couple of ways to understand this line, but Rashi here explains, by a katan, even after shichur, he is kashur to the adon in a dini mamonis way. Really? Who is that seemingly going like? That's Abishol. Abishol says, even where there is a certain level of freedom, like let's say the case where the ger dies, he's still connected. So that's this diuk, he's still connected. So that's what we would have maybe been medayik from this psak, in order to show that we pass him like Abishol. But the Gemara says, maybe you don't have to make that diuk. Vi michlal amai. If you want to say it was just an implication, how would you understand this not that way? Amar lei adarabi, you can make the exact opposite diuk. Dok mina leidok isa. Right, understand it the other way. Ma isha ben gdola ben ktana, af evanami ben gadol ben katan. You can say it the same way. So the Gemara goes back to the question. Did you hear Beferish we hold like Abishol? Or did you imply it from this story? And if it was implied from this story, then it's not a good implication. Because you can imply the exact opposite. Amar lei Beferish Shamuli. He says I heard of Beferish, not from the story, and therefore I heard it exactly from Abishol. Period. Let's just do the next version. The next Gemara has the exact opposite. Instead of step one and step two is step one, it's flipped. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ain halacha k'Abishol. We don't hold like Abishol. Amar le'Rabbi Zeira le'Rabbi Chiya bar Abba b'feirish amyalacha o mecholash amyalacha. Did you hear that explicitly or not? My chlala, what's the story that you would have said it? Mahu, what's the halacha if somebody's miyayish on their eved? Omer lahem, omer ani, ein lo takana ela b'shtar. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my time at the Rebbe, gomer lo la miisha. Same thing we said, ma'isha b'shtar af eved nami b'shtar. Just like an isha requires a shtar, so too an eved. V'kadayakta mina ke'isha, and you could be medayik from that like a isha. Ma'isha b'ngdola b'ngtana af eved nami b'ngdola b'ngkatan. Which would show us that we paskin against Abishol. So Gemara says, "Vi mechlala mai," and if you don't want to say that mai, so do you say the other diak adarabba? Don't be no lahakisa. Understand it the exact opposite way. Ma'isha isurav lamamona, afevanami isurav lamamona. So which one? Amarle beferish amyali. I heard it beferish. Either yes or no in terms of passing like Abishol or not. Period. Stop there for a moment. We don't have time to go into it, but this line of nisyashti miploni avdi. This is one of the Gemaras in Shas, which is quoted by all the Mefarshim when they try to figure out what is Yeyush. How does Yeyush compare to Hefker? This is a Baba Kama Sugya. But everybody quotes Rashi and Gittin Lama Tess. Why? Nisyashti Bliploni Avdi. What does Rashi say? Second line. Nisyashti Lashon Hefker Hu. Rashi seems to put together Yeyush and Hefker. And Tosfos probably sees that Rashi in front of his eyes when Tosfos in Baba Kama Samach Vavam and Aleph says, Mikan Mashma Sheyeyush Eino Kehefker Gamur. Eino Kehefker. So it's not exactly like Hefker. So if it's not like Hefker, what is it? So all the Achronim try to figure out exactly what is Yeyush. The Nesivos and the Ksos both say, Yeyush is somehow removing my own rights, but it's still in my Rishus until the other person gets it. It's a heter to somebody else to take it, but it's still mine. Nafkamina, it's called Das Acheres Makne. What if your Miyai is something in the Eved and the Katan picks it up, according to Tosfos? Right? Would that be called Das Acheres Makne on a Daraisa level or not? Again, there's a lot here, but this Rashi is crucial. The Rashi on top of the three-word Rashi right here in Maseches Gittin. Okay, we continue. Omar Mar, Omar Lem, Omar Ani, Ein Lo Takana Ela B'Shtar. So Rebbe's Lashon was, if somebody's Nisyayish on their Eved, they still need to start Shichur. But what I mean, if Atanya, but didn't we learn, Rebbe Omar Ani, Af Hu, No Se Deme Atzma V'Yotze. Remember the case we started off with today. In the case where somebody's Makdish their Eved, then the Eved could pay his way out, could pay the Beis HaMikdash. Avonos Ibeyas Babayazir, Eish Yukamokrolo. So you see, it does not require a star shichur. Just money is all you need. So, Hachi Ka'amar. Now, this is what it means. O Bekesef, O Bishtar. Rebbe really holds an Eved can free himself either by paying his way out or through a star shichur. Vahai. But this guy who, when he says it here, if somebody is mafkir their Eved, so then that's different. Then he can't pay his way out anymore. Because the master has no longer any monetary obligations that he could collect from the Eved. So what's left? Only the Kinyan Isser that requires a star shichur. When I fully own an Eved and he pays his way out, so then Mamela, they're connected. Once he gets free on the Mammon level, he can get free on the Isser level. But if the master chooses to be Mafker the Eved, then he undoes the Mammon element, but the Isser element is still connected, and that cannot be removed except with a star. Vahai, and this case of Afkare Paka Le Kaspe. Right, he has no monetary connection anymore. There's something important about that, but Hashem, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Let's first continue. V'lafuke mi'aitana, and this is all against the following opinion. D'tanya Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, Yocho Yehe Kesef Gomer Ba, Kederach Sheshtar Gomer Ba. Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva says, an Eved cannot go free by paying his way out. You need a star shichra. You might think that kesef can complete the shichra like the star. Tamalomar v'hafte lo niftasa by a shivcha harufa. Ora kol aparsha kula lo chupasha. The pasuk culminates in saying she's not free. Lomar lacha star gomer ba v'ein kesef gomer ba. He has a limud that only a star shichra lets an eved free and not kesef. Omer Rami Bar Chama, Omer Rav Nachman, Halacha Reb Shimon, we pass on like Reb Shimon, can't use money. Rav Yossi Bar Chama, Omer Rav Yochanan, ain't Halacha Reb Shimon. We don't pass on like Reb Shimon. Ashkechei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lerava Bar Sheelta. He found him. Davikoya Pischa, the Beit Fila, he was standing at the doorway of the shul. Interesting, Beit Fila. Omer Le Halacha, ain't Halacha, do we pass on like Reb Shimon or not? Omer Le Ani Omer, ain't Halacha. No, I'm saying this is not Omer Ani, this is Ani Omer. Right. Ani Omer Ein Halacha. I say we don't pass him like Reb Shimon. V'rabbanan dasi mi mechusa amri amr Reb Zeir Reb Shmeid Reb Nachman Halacha. But this mesora they brought in from the outside was we pass him like Reb Shimon. V'chiyasa l'sura ashkachti the Reb Chiya Bar Avin. When I got to sura, I found him. Amrin olay. I said to him, Emily Easy Gufaduv Tehechi Have. Right. Tell me exactly what was the story with Reb Nachman that you thought showed that he held like Reb Shimon. Omer Li, he says the following, that he amsadavi marish chiv mira, a certain maidservant whose master was about to die. Asya bachya kameh, she cried in front of him. Omer Li, she says, I don't want to be an Eved anymore. Ad ema tishtab et vetezal hi yitza. How long am I going to be an Eved for? Shaka kum se shadaba. He took his hat and threw it at her. Omer La zil kani ha, the kani nafshach. Okay, go free. Be kona this and kona your freedom. They came around from now, and Nachman says, oh, it's meaningless. Meaningless what? Man dechaza savar, the one who saw, thought, he said that, why? Mishum da'alacha grabi shimin. Because da'alacha is like grab shimin, that you can't go free through payment. You need a star shichrur. And that's why they rejected. Maybe she was mushachreras the gabi the mamo, but not regabi the ishus. The ishus requires a star always. Viloi, but that's not the reason Rav Nachman said it. Elamishum David le Caleb shall makna. The reason that was a problem was because in Kinyan Chalipin, there's a machlokes, whose Caleb you used, he was using his own hat. So the whole Kinyan was faulty. Not because it wouldn't have worked regarding Hilchas Star Shichur, but Hilchas Chalipin, it was a problem. So that whole story, you got the wrong impression with. And the Gemara ends off, Amr Shlobar Achisoy, Amr of Hamnuna Saba, Amr of Yisla Barashian, Amr of Huna, Amr of Hamnuna, Halacha Krabi Shimon, Vilohi, Ein Halacha Krabi Shimon, and that's how we paskin. We paskin Ein Halacha Krabi Shimon, an Eved can go free either through money or through Ashtar Shechor. So we'll start by Hashem tomorrow with one other Ha'ara on the Gemara, and then Hashem will continue. Tomorrow is a big fat daf also. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Parsha Shir should be up.